the Chofetz Chaim said over a marshal that there was a farmer that Mamish didn't have to read, didn't have to write, didn't have to do math, nothing, foolish. He was a farmer. All he knew was once a week he used to come into the town and he used to give the local merchant sacks of wheat, and he would come and deliver whatever he made that week, whatever he managed to cut, what he processed. So he'd come with a bunch of sacks of wheat and he'd give it over to the merchant. How do you figure out how to pay? What was the payment? He made it as a deal. He said, listen, I don't know how to work out the cheshbonis and all these things. Make a simple cheshbon. Every single sack of wheat that I bring inside, put a coin on the plate. And this way, at the end of the whole process, when we finish giving over whatever I made, we'll add up how many coins there are on the plate, and we'll equal that with how many sacks I brought in, and you'll pay me according to the amount of coins. And that was the agreement that they made. Now, this farmer being a farmer, what did he know? So he keep on going, sack after sack, coins were piling and piling up. In the middle, he thinks to himself, there's a nice amount of coins on the plate over there, right? All these coins are nice, they came from the merchant, they came from the guy who's buying it. So as he was every couple of minutes, he overturned his look, and he looked the other way, so the farmer quickly chopped a couple of coins and put them in his pocket. Then a couple of minutes later, he chopped another few coins and he was looking away. The farmer, the merchant eventually saw what was going on, he said, well, shigina. Fuck it! You're taking away this money better belongs to you, because it tells me how many sacks I'm going to pay you for. You take them away, you lose money. The Chofetz Chaim used this as a moedika moshel to explain to us. And again, before we start these halachos, we have to have a little bit of a hagdama to understand the yesodis. What states the Mishnah, what the Olim is boina on, mamish chesed stoker, this is a gewaldige yesodis. So we have to have a little bit of hagdama. The Chofetz Chaim brought this maisa, this moshel, as a story for a person to realize that people sometimes have money. Baruch Hashem, more money, less money, extra money, whatever it is, each kafi et madrigoso. And a person thinks, you know, if you keep it for yourself, keep it for myself, maybe it's mine. So the Chofetz Chaim, no. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave each person money in order to distribute it to other people, to do chesed with his money. The Meir of Chofetz Chaim says, when a person keeps for himself money, doesn't give tzedakah, he's exactly like that farmer over there. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Matan Odom Yirchavloi, which roughly is translated as, when a person gives matonet, when a person gives gifts, so kinus yarchit, it expands him. The Shai is what that means is, so there's a moedika al Shech HaKadosh. The al Shech HaKadosh explains over here a tremendous yesod. He says over here like this, he says that a lot of people have extra funds, extra money, whatever it is, coming in, coming out, working, not working, whatever it is. A person has to know that he's given it as a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam to distribute it weiter to people in Klal Yisrael. And the Alshavi explains the Moshe Gazak. He says exactly like this. He says a person is like a funnel. Mamash a funnel, what's a funnel? A funnel has a wide thing in the top, and eventually it goes narrower and narrower, so you can put wine down, you can put all sorts of things down there. So he says, what would be the case, for example? That was Shachar Kodesh is Marshall. What happens if the funnel, the bottom, the narrow little piece that goes into the wine bottle, what happens if it gets narrower and narrower, right? What happens is going to be a backup. And eventually all the wine that you're pouring in on the top is going to go to waste. It's going to overflow. Zugda al-Shech HaKadosh al-Moyudik HaVot. It's exactly what happens over here. Every single person is dayimed to this little piece of the funnel at the bottom over there. If we narrow it and we don't give out what we're meant to be when it comes to our lochos of stocker, and Be'ez Hashem will discuss Maisa at a different time. So what happens is it gets narrower and narrower until it's a backup, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has to stop putting in more into the top so it doesn't push overflow and go to waste. Tremendous, tremendous yesod, says the Alter HaKadosh Pshat, and a person has to realize the more that goes out, obviously the more ability to come in from the other side as well. What a tremendous yesod. There was a meister once with the sons of Reuben, a Moedika meister. He was standing, I think it was Leil Seder, he was sitting at the end of Leil Seder Nacht, Moedika night, and there were Hasidim around him, and obviously around him were also not in the regular Hasidim, where the Choshev mentioned, the rich people, the Mamish were supporting the Ganze Moisid over there. And it was during benching that the sons of Rav came out, and he said, Mamish during benching, he said the Loshen, Loyalidei Matnas Basov Adom. Mamish the Loshen in benching, but he said it with our bread and fire, Mamish. And the Hasidim were sort of looking at each other, what was the Rebbe trying to do?
afterwards, when the Rebbe finished that, look, what does that mean? No, only day, but that's for Sobadon. Kidding, we shouldn't come to the matonas of human beings. So one of the very wealthy people there that was sitting much close to the Rebbe, so he basically single-handedly was supporting the Rebbe there. So he basically turned to the Rebbe, obviously the Kvodo, and he said, you know, what would you look like without all my matonas? So the sons of Rebbe told him like this, he said something like this, Moshe Kazach. He said, there's some people, you approach them for a donation, you ask them for tzedakah, they put their hand in their pocket, and they give you tzedakah. Oh, but some people, you ask them for donation, it's ki'inu, you're giving, they're giving part of their bosom for don. The sons of Rebbe, the Moshe Kazach, he said, what's the pshat notion of the benching? Loyidei matnas basov adom. Why doesn't it say loyidei matnas odom? Matnas is. What's basov adom? Because he said a person shouldn't come to a matzah where when he gives stock he's giving his own flesh. Because his coins and his money and his whole fortune is a chelik of his goof. And when you're giving stock you're feeling your mamish giving you chelik of yourself. That's what the sons of his chat and benching. Loyidei matnas basov adom. That type of matona we don't want. And he told that person, obviously, from you we never got such a matona. And therefore you've got nothing to worry about. But it's a tremendous, tremendous yisoid. It's a Gemara in Tainis. I'm sorry, in Baba Basu Dav Tes. When the Gemara says of the Umar of Chanina, Ukebeged Idim Kol Tzidkei Seinu, which is translated roughly as all the tzedakahs, all the charity, all the tzedakahs that we do are like a beged. It's mamish like a beged. What does that mean? Just like a garment, little threads that are put together and eventually it's woven and thread into one beautiful big beged. So to all of our tzedakahs, most of pshat. So the Maral explains pshat and modig of pshat. Zub the Maral, pshat in this Gemara is Azoi. The pshat is different stocker to any other mitzvah that we have. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, the quote from Mamish, from the Rishonim, from Chazal, is Mamish in the know that you see that stocker is Mamish to different din. Zug the Maral, this is pshat in the Gemara. The Chazal are teaching us over here that a mitzvah is a mitzvah, but all the mitzvah, a person puts on tefillin, beautiful dark, puts on tefillin today, he gets a schar, puts on tefillin tomorrow, gets a schar. If a person keeps Shabbos this Shabbos, a person keeps Shabbos next Shabbos, good. Oh, but stocker, Zug the Maral is different. Stocker is not kidding, you did stocker today, and then you did stocker tomorrow. Every chelik, every nesina of stocker that you do, is a continuation, or continuation eventually gets woven into a thread of a beautiful beggar, which is a lifetime mitzvah of stocker. The Maral is explaining to us that stocker isn't stuff, you do a mitzvah kultur. No, it's a chelik that gets added and gets added and added into eventually a beautiful woven beggar that all your might of stocker of the whole life gets put together in that open. The Rambam over here in Hilchos Matnas Anin in Perek Yud says, "Chayovin onu la'azir b'mitzvah stocker yosim mikol mitzvah saseh." So the Rambam, more than any other mitzvah saseh, a person has to be careful from the mitzvah of stocker. Rashi tells us in Shabbos Kufnun Bo, any time the Klal Gadol Zug Rashi, the Chazal use the lashon mitzvah. What do they mean? Zug Rashi in Shabbos Kufnun Bo stocker. That's what it means. As I state in Rashi. Now the Mitzvah is a very, very scary thing. The Balatanya, Igeres HaKodesh Perek Tes, writes an unbelievable Zach. He writes over there, Zub the Balatanya, nowadays, where we're living in Ikvus of the Mashiach, what is the Avodas Hashem? How a person is going to come to Dveikas and the Rebbeinu Shalom? What is our Ikka Avoda, all that we have to do for the Rebbeinu Shalom? Zub the Balatanya, Stocker. Ah, he says, Tamatoy Kenegit Kulam, so Shtetan Chazal. Very scary thing. Zub the Balatanya, you write. That was Bizman Chazal, when there was Shakua, there were mamas sitting and learning, Yoimim Veloila, the mamas lived it. Of a Bizmanenu Nismayat Adoyuris, Poshet Yividis Adoyuris, of the Balatanya, the Ika Avoida, for Geula, for Avoidis Hashem, for Yerushamayim, for all the Gavaldi Gazakhos of the Balatanya is Stocker. And that is Mamish Doyuris. The Beis HaLevi is a Mosika Beis HaLevi in Parashas Truma. The Beis HaLevi writes in Parashas Truma that Azovia Esruk, what happens when it comes to the Elo, people are figuring with the Heilige Esrug and the Lulav and the Hadass, and people spend hours and hours and days and months. Look, the Beis HaLevi and Oni comes to get stocker from you is no worse than that Esrug. What's the Esrug? It's a beautiful fruit that the Rebbeinu Shloimeh made. Is there any Kedusha to it before you use it? Absolutely not. When you use the Esrug, so many come to Chesed Shal Mitzvah and it becomes a Dover Kodesh. Good. Of a Zuk, the Beis HaLevi and Oni is someone that's mamish created b'tzelem elokim. Mimeila zuk the Beis HaLevi, you have to treat an oni like the Esrug. with such care, with such kavod, with such derech eretz. You know, unfortunately, we're so used to all the neim coming all over the place, and we're kind of annoyed by it. We're mitlavdavning, we're learning. We'll get halachas beis Hashem in a moment. What's halacha to do, Taka? Of a stam nashkofa shabos with the beis aleda as over the heilige esrog. A person has to be careful from the oni as well. That kol shekein to the beis alevi when it comes over here to the oni, it's not stam a mitzvah. This, said the Beis HaLevi, is your ticket to Olam Haba. This is the mafter, this is the shlissel, this is the key to Olam Haba. So you're taking Beis HaLevi. The Merodic of Rambam, as we mentioned, is a person that has to be careful in the mitzvah of Stokah more than every other mitzvah I say. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Baba Medbei says, G'doylet Stokah, Yosem Mikolah Korbonus, V'zoyche Lebonim Talmidei Chachomim, Balei Oysha V'Kovoid. So he said, Mamisha, I've taught him about from Chazal, the Gemara says, Mafuich. The person is careful in Stokah, he's Zoycha, again, it's bigger than all the Korbonus, he's Zoycha the Bonim Talmidei Chachomim, what a Gavaldik Eschala is. Rav Shaim Mikzatzal was Yodua, was famous. Now, when people used to come to him with problems, of whether it was medical problems, or whether it was money problems, all sorts of different issues. So Rav Shaim Mikzatzal used to show everybody the Medrash. It's an unbelievable Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Perek Hay. The Medrash says like this, Pesach she'eino posuach l'stoka, posuach l'roife. Rav Shaim Mikzatzal used to be masked before Shabshat. If a person closes his door to Tztaka, not as the Shonar Rei doesn't give, but he doesn't give how he's meant to be given in the different Chiyuvim. So Medrash is telling us that the door is then all of a sudden open to the Rofa, Rachman Litzlan, to all other things that Chas V'Shalom may come out as well. The Shulchan Aruch over here in the beginning of Hilchos Stokah, Mishmim Zayin, Mishmim Tes, in Hilchos Yerin Yeridei, in Hilchos Stokah writes that there's no hesed ever came to a person Ali Dei Mitzvah Stokah, Fet Yapisha Akasha. What do you mean no hesed? Which hesed comes to a person Ali Dei Mitzvah? Zut Yapisha Poshup Shat. You have a person that goes to shul in the morning, it's freezing cold, he doesn't put on a coat. Shai can get a cold, right? Over there, Shemayim puts over there, I'm sure. Over the preacher, when it came to Stokah, a person is Mekai in the midst of Stokah, guaranteed from the Rebbein Yisrael, there will never be a harm that comes out of it. Your money won't lose, your personal life, whatever it is. Chazal and Hazosh take the halacha of Eitz and Shulchan Aruch as well. When a person gives Stokah, there's guarantee there's no hesed going to come. The Rambam writes as well. You want to know if somebody's a simon, they say, Ravom Avinu, you have to look at his Stokah. That's how you can figure out the simon, whether or not he's Zeresh El Avrom or Vinu. Kolamaracham al aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maracham Olam, the Ramah tells us, Mamash Barich is a Moedik Ramah. The Ramah says every single person here wants the Ribbono Shel Olam to listen to him. There's any person that doesn't want the Ribbono Shel Olam to listen, Zuk the Ramah. The Ramah over here in Yerudei, Meshvim Ches, is giving us Musa. And the Ramah is telling us, obviously, a Musa B'derech Halacha, that every single person wants the Ribbono Shel Olam to listen to him. Mimela, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to listen to the aniyim. And then we all know that the world is like a gilgul, it's like a weir that goes around. Chas v'shalom, if a person is not mekayem his halachos, so chas v'shalom, all sorts of things could come out of it there. Let's go beis Hashem into the actual halachos. So I'll finish a little bit of hakdamah, obviously we'll have to speak a little bit more. But our proponent, let's go through some of the ikar halachos of Stokah. And again, these halachos are very, very chashuv. Partly because most people, when they learn, you go listen to shiurim on Hilchos Stokah, you'll find all they're talking about is Hilchos Maisa. Right, which is also chashuv, and we have to get to that. But there's certain chelek of halacha of Hilchos Stokah that Pasha people don't know. It's big, big simonim in Yerideya, simon after simon after simon. It's such a shvei halacha to figure out what the gedorim are. So, Be'ez Hashem, let's go through some of the inyanim from the Makaris with halacha and Maisa, try to speak out as much as we possibly can in the inyanim of Stokah. And like I mentioned, we're not going to finish in one shay. In Stokah, we're going to take at least two, three, maybe even more shiurim, try to go through as much as we possibly can. Let me get back. Okay. There's a mitzvah I say for a person to support their name. There's a mitzvah I say for a person to give Stokah. Zay Paskin, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tofa in Ches, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs as well, Mitzvah Loisa Asay Reish Lamed Beis. So there's two psukim over here that we have, and it's very choshev to know these psukim. Pasuk number one in Dvarim Tesvav, Ki Yevacha Evyon, next pasuk, Pasoyach Tivtach Es Yod Choloi. Next pasuk we have in Vayikra, Perich of Hei, Vechi Yomucha Chicha, Umato Yodoi, Imo, Vehet Zakto Boi, Vechai Imo. Frech of Desla, in Chelik Aleph, in Michta Melio, what's Vechai Imo, what's Pshat Imo with you? She says, I'm going to go off. He says, the Pshat is that when a person gives Stokah, it's not the Pshat I'm giving for me, to you, and whatever I had previously, now you have. No, so that's the Pshat in Torah is, Vechai Imok means that the Chelet that you're giving to him remains with you. And that Chelet that a person gives always remains with him, as we mentioned before, for the Maral, Pshat in the Gemara, over there. Al Kaponim, that's the two psukim that we have. The Shailas that the Rishonim ask over here is that Ah Choshev a mitzvah. Where's the brocha? Where's the brocha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? So Etzem is a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brochos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis says like this. Said the Rambam, any mitzvah shall say that's been odum lemakoyin, you have to make a brocha. Comes along the Kesef Mishnah, but Daik from the Loshon of the Rambam, and says, oh, ben Odom Lemokoyin, what about the Odom Lechaveyoyin? No, Zub the Kesef Mishnah, a mitzvah ben Odom Lechaveyoyin, we don't make a bracha kugoyin, Zub the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Brachos, stocker. That's the example that the Kesef Mishnah brings. There is no bracha. What's the reason? Because there's no shame. There's no gvul, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, maybe Chazal Tarka made a gvul, but the Maisa, there's no shtir to the amount of stocker that theoretically a person can give. That's one reason. Now, there is Tarka in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Ketzer Mavorchim brings a shita to Rabbeinu Eliyahu that Tarka made a bracha every time he lent money, every time he gave stocker, but rather we don't bask in that shita in Yerushalmi. Another pshat, Zub the Rashba and Shuvas, in the Chedek Alev Simon Yitches, Abu Dram, the Samsoif and Aruchayim Simon Nundalat, says another pshat, he says, Poshut, a mitzvah that's totally in somebody else, you can't make a bracha. I'm going to give him the stocker. Maybe he's going to say no, right? Taka does it, right? You give him too little, he's not going to throw it back in your face. Tanakh Alav, Zub the Rashba, Zub the Rashba, some Sefer. How can you make a bracha on somebody that's totally in someone else? Remain, if you can't make a bracha on somebody that's totally in someone else, that's why we know the same thing, by the way, by Shlach Manas, and other different halachos, which also been on the Chaveyo, which are totally in somebody else. There's another pshat as well, which also is the son, that the pshat when we don't make a bracha is because when we're giving stocker, we're being moided in somebody else's kilkel. He's an oni, he's a nevuch, he needs money. No, the same as I'm going to give him. So by giving him a making a bracha, you can imagine a person got up, he put on the garment, he said, I'm any mukhan muzuman, and he starts making a bracha. This is this covered for the oni, he keeps him moided in a person's kilkel. There's actually a Gabaldic Terence, another Terence brought down in the Morbe Shemesh in the end of Parashat Pinchas. So he brings up there a medullah from women of the Gabaldic Pshat. So he wants the taina that the mitzvah Chazal understood was only had to be done dafke b'derech simcha. A person has to be mamish moedik a simcha b'shas of the nesina of the tzedakah. And since Chazal knew that it's pushed not shayach for a person, or at least roi b'nei odom, to be nisim this halacha to get stuck with that simcha, they can't make a bracha in such a oifen, because the ikka halacha has to be dafke given b'simcha. Now that's when a person is chayach. What's very scary about the halacha of tzedakah is how easy it is to be over on the halacha. This is something which is mamish, I don't think as one person that can tell me this is not a geir at least 4 or 5 times a day. Anybody that davens in a normal place, in a shtibel, in a mokum where there's other people, he's pushing going to come into these shaylas all the time. And that's a shayla. People are coming to ask you money. How often, again, we have to get the halachas of how much to give and how to give and all the different halachas. But stop in the chiyuvim shabbat. When is the chiyuv of tzedakah? Does it mean that every single person, a yid comes to me to ask me for money, I'm pushing going to stop what I'm doing, take out some money, get changed, and answer my sir. I mean, this could happen 15 times during every shachris. I mean, the shayla is, what's the heter? What's the chiyuv of every single person? And again, it's not stammer, a chiyuv or not chiyuv. This is poshut pshat of being mevatel in the midst of loisaseh. Right? So there's a mefush posuk in the Torah, where the Torah says in the Devarim Tzvav, posuk zayin, loisameh es levavcha, veloisikvah es yodcha. Right? It says over there, Mahu, right? Ma'achicha ha'evyoi. Well, we'll see the Dukum in a moment. But I'll follow the Rambam patterns in Matnas Ani and Ferit Zayin Aloha Beis. That we have over here, a person over here can be asked for stocker. Somebody comes over and says, I'd like some stocker. And you're too busy, you haven't got time right now. According to Poshup Shat and Torah, Rambam, Bukhule, a person is Mavatam Lasei. He's Mavatam, he's Mavatam Lasei. He's Poshup Mavatam Mavatam Lasei. So the Shayin is number one, what's Shat and Torah? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna is Medayik to Gevaldige Diyukim, which the Poskim afterwards also are Medayik. And the Medayik from the Loshon of Pasuk, it says over here that Me'achicha Ha'evyoin. That Dokim means like this: if the Oni comes to you and asks you for Tzedakah, and you say no, Enachanami, then you are Mevatel the Loisaseh. But what if the Gavad Tzedakah comes? What about the mid-season? This is very, very shkiach, right? Especially in Eretz Yisrael, you know, they come now with all these fancy graphics, and the more blood that they find on this piece of paper, then the more, you know, interested that a person will be during davening, whatever it will be. That's for all different shmooze. But I'll go, well, stop. They're coming. Who's coming? Aoni himself? Normally not. It's the Gavadstocker. The Shaili is, who can be asking? The Gavadstocker comes to you. You're busy. You say no. You move back to the mid-season. I say no. Why? Because the Torah says Oni. And then later, since the Oni hasn't come to you, you run over. That's the number one. Day number two is Dafkiv, he's coming for Aniyim. if it's coming for poor people, let's say they're coming start. They're coming for the shul, they're coming for this, they're coming for that. Not poor people. That's a different mitzvah. Right? They're coming for, they're collecting money for a certain mitzvah. And the person hasn't got time right now. Again, it has to be choshish. Are you choshish that when Mavach lo loisa? I say the answer is no. Because again, it's Dafka and Oni himself that is coming to collect because he's poor. So that person is over. It's interesting, the Gemara writes on this pasuk, the Gemara says Mufurish, that if a person is kilu, looks away, you know, that person comes collecting around, so all of a sudden we find other things to do, we're busy right now, we have a notice, we're not looking, we're trying to look away, say, we'll ask us, b'chule, b'chule. Zut the Gemara, if a person does that, is kilu is ovid on avodah zorah. What's the shaykhus? Avodah zorah, it doesn't get stuck, it's ovid avodah zorah, kilu, man yishmit yetzel asinai. There's a mozik of pshat in Rabbi Cholan, Kribit Shurim, in Baba Basra 7 and Aleph. Rabbi Cholan writes over there tremendously, so he says, just like when a person is over the avodah zorah, right? You have a person, we can't even imagine if it's manenu. You have a person that has this, I don't know, piece of wood, this stick, and he's mamish bowing down to it, or he's over it, whatever he's doing over there, right? Just like pink mamish b'siat tishmaya. Somebody last night told me he was in a certain place last summer in the world that I believe that a frum yid vadi should never be in his life, because he was there, and the yid that he was staying at, his wife, was a Ovid Avodah Zorah Buddhist or whatever it is. She was mamish Ovid Avodah Zorah Buddhist. Now, this fellow in his house had a tremendous, very wealthy, he had a 3D printer, right? There's new things that are coming out, probably don't even know what I'm talking about. There's a printer that prints 3D. They told me, he printed me a cup. Stop! You print the cup, you need the cup, you press print, off you go, the cup comes out. The Valdi goes out. He said, he watched it, mamish Peshat Mais, they told me this last night. He said, he watched there, the fellow printed out one of these Avodah Zorahs, whatever they asked for his wife. She printed it out, came out the printer, and she was busy over it. That's what they're doing. Zugu Mechonin and Moedi Gazak. Mechonin says, just like when a person's over the Avodah Zorah, what's the Shaykhus? You're putting all your whole things into this little brick, this little nothing. So when a person has money, and he keeps it for himself, and he doesn't believe that giving money is what the Rabboni Shalom wants, and what keeps the world, and is gavaldik chesed b'chulei b'chulei, so he's exactly the same as that. He's putting his whole essence, his whole goof, his whole life into something which is absolutely nothing, and obviously he's talking about money, and memeir zut b'chon, and that's pshat in the Gemara, when a person is careful, and he's taka is over this halacha, so he is a ki'ilu oved avodah zorah. The Peleyotes write, tremendous, tremendous such the Peleyotes. You have people, and we'll have to discuss this by Richas. What happened outside shul, right? Even in those days with the Peleyotes, the Hadip Sa'oni, he would stand outside shul, he'd throw a big handkerchief outside, and he'd spread it out. This way everyone will know that's where he wants to keep the money. So the Peleyotes, it's Ki'ilu, he asked you already for money. It's Ki'ilu asked you. It's Ki'ilu came into shul and he asked every single person money, even though he's sitting by the entrance. So Baal will explain exactly la locha lemaisa what to do in these cases. So lemaisa, let's go through some of the most shchiach cases. Then and again, because again, we have to obviously get to the ikke chiyuvim, how much a person's stock has to give, in what oisim does he have to give stock of, but still, the chiyuv of stock in a person to be careful not to be over on this loisa asi. So the Mishnah says, Poshup chat, Ramba, Shulchan Aruch, an oni comes to you, and you say you're too busy, you haven't got, I'm not interested, b'chole, b'chole, you're over, and you have been bevatel a mitzvah's loisa asi. When is there an exception? So Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Amunah writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he writes, one of the main exceptions is double poshut. If he doesn't come to ask you, you happen to sit in shul in the mokum where the only kilu doesn't get to. No, he goes up and down, and he just missed you. So he missed you, you know, I'm going to go to Mavatel to Gavaldi Gazat. But I'll just say that Mavatel the Loisa say, now I'm a stomach not to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The same thing, if you didn't see him, a culture game, if you didn't see him. Now I have to say, there are machmirim, there are person that taina, that if you have an oni that's going around, and you know it's an oni, and you know that he needs, he just basically missed you. You happen to sit in the seat that he missed. Then like another, could be you were over and you were mavakal the loisa say. But push up shot if you wrote post him is, if he doesn't ask you for the money, I'm not mukhuyu to give him, right? Now we'll get to a different halacha result, which is extremely negative. But sometimes they're coming around the shul, so you're busy putting your hand in your pocket, right, to see how much money you're gonna give, and it doesn't come to you in the end. Right? So the shaila is, what are you gonna do with this money now? Right? That's the shaila of the shaila with stocker. The stocker, that's the shaila we have to get to at a later stage. So if he never asked you pashas, you weren't over. Number two, if you haven't got any money, Bosh, if you haven't got anything well on you, as I state in the Shulchan Aruch, what are you meant to do? Mafayis b'dvarim. As I state in the Gemara in Baba Kat and Baba Basra, what do? If a person gives money, give a puta la'ani, so the Gemara they get sheish brachas, mafayis b'dvarim, is your dalek brachas. So nechanam, if you haven't got any money, tell them, I'm terribly sorry, make the mamish, and surely I haven't got anything on me. And nechanam, then we can be made on you, weren't over on the loisa. What about a knock on the door, right? You have a knock on the door, this happens all the time. I mean, Rav Shaima Zatzal, we'll speak about in a moment, was very against people coming to this medrash in the middle of Seder to collect money. This he didn't like, people in the middle of learning Mehecha Deita. So they asked him, what about Ben Esgorim? Stop, I'm sitting in Ben Esgorim, I'm sitting and learning Ben Esgorim in my house, it's nice and quiet, I've got to open the Gemara, and someone knocks on the door, and I'm looking, maybe it's the same thing. He said, yeah, but when are they meant to come? If they're not going to come to the Seder, they're going to come Ben Esgorim, when are they meant to come? So the Shaima is like this, you get a knock on the door, you have a chiv to answer it, to go, Kozman, I don't know who this is, and I don't know if he's an Oni, I don't know if he's a government stalker, I don't know if it's someone giving back a couple of eggs that they borrowed, so maybe I'm not more clear to open it, and not only that, I'm all over on the Loisa thing. What if you meet an Oni in the street? You know, you're going in the street, you meet an Oni comes and says, I'd like some stalker. You have a chiyuv or not, the priest is medayik from Kama Rishonim, that you've got no chiyuv to give him at that time, so Vidashim especially, when the case is, I'm on the way to Makolet, and I have 10 shekel, and I need to push 10 shekel in order to buy some eggs, or whatever it is, some milk, bread, whatever. So in that case, I'm not going to give him, because I need it for myself, because I'm already for Gedda Oni. If I'm a Gedda Oni right now, we'll speak out of Beis Hashem at a different stage. What's the halach of an Oni? Like, who's got a din of an Oni that you're allowed to accept stocker, you're allowed to keep stocker? We'll see Beis Hashem, even if a person's got maybe millions of pounds in the bank. It could be that at certain times he has the actual din of an Oni, and therefore to give him the stock is a chiv and a mitzvah. We'll get to Beis Hashem, all of it, Beis Hashem, at the right time. What about like this? This is a very shkia shayla. What if you've got 200 shekel in your pocket, right? You've got 200 shekel in the pocket, then someone comes to ask you for stocker. What's going to happen? You see the guy's holding half shekels, a whole bag of half shekel. He is now going to count out 199 shekel in half shekel. Maybe if you're nice, 195, whatever the call him off. The shayla is, am I going to go now around with a bulging pocket full of half shekels because I've got to give this person stocker? So the maestro of Bezul Obachtobi, you have to, because soaked over, who's the one that's got the 199, who's the one that's got what? So Mena, about you got a chiv. I found after Baruch Hashem, and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld's tshuvas in Salmos Chaim, he writes the same thing, but the only addition he makes is that the Oni is mechuyev to get the change. I'm not mechuyev to start running around to get change. If the Oni hasn't got change, okay. But if he says, give me a minute, and he goes running around to get everybody else's money and gets the change, and then I have a chiv again, even though the tircha is there. But the scha is gewaldic. Now this is a very scare case. What about like this? This happens all the time. You go from shtiebel to shtiebel, right? Davi mincha one shtiebel. Someone comes to ask you for money. Then you go to mag the next shtiebel. The same person comes to ask you again. What's that offer? I have to give him every single time he comes to me. You know, it's playing the game. They come around the shul asking for money. Then they stand by the entrance of this medrash and they ask again. Now, they don't remember who gave, who didn't give, who didn't give. What's an afimina? Are you mechuyev to give to every single oni, the same oni for the same stalker again and again and again every 20 minutes? What's the gather? So it's very interesting. There's a tshuva from Rav Shammai and Shevet HaKohasi, Chelik Aleph Siman Reish Nun Hei, Rav Sifrayim, Chelik Dalet Siman Reish Zayin, says the same halach as well. And he says like this. He says, you're not mechuyev to give him. If you tell him that you already gave him, you're not mechuyev. Ah, in fact, Rav Shammai, Pasha de Kasha, there's Rashi and Parshas Re'ei, brings the Sifri. And the Sifri tells us from Daif Loshna Pasik, Paseya Tifta, which means Afinu Kamu Bakamu Pahamim, Afinu Meya Pahamim. That means if Oni comes to you, as though Shtekin Chazal, as though passed in the Gemara, Afinu Meya Pahamim, you Mokhoi is the Kim again and again. What's Rav Shammai going to do with Zah Chazal? Rav Shammai Poshit. That's talking about a case where he doesn't know that he came to you. I'm sorry, he knows that he came to you, and he's not coming to you again. What about a case like by ours? Well, if he would know that you already gave, oh, thank you very much, and it goes to the next person. Oh, that's right. In that case, you're not mechuyev. Right, interesting, this is Sfas Emes from the Gilad Davov. The Sfas Emes tells a shayla, if a person gives matonis levyonim on other aleph before his abba shona, and then he makes other base, the shayla says you have to give matonis levyonim again. Sfas Emes tells a shayla, and over there, Megillah, I think it's Davov on the base, I think it's Blad Shalachim. The Maisa of Shammai comes out in this case, and in every case, if you tell him that you gave already, you're not mechuyev to give him again. We'll see a nafkamina in a different case. What happens if he comes tomorrow? Right? Nafkamina. He doesn't come today, he comes tomorrow. Sometimes you have the same people coming every single day. So the shayla is again, am I mechuyev every single time I stretch out the hand to give them? I've given to this stalker already. So over here, maybe not. And here the Chazanish was taka makbid, and the Chazanish was machmir and said no. Because he knows he came yesterday. He stomach knows you're down in this minion, he's coming for a new day. Because every day you can give stalker, right? At the Chovetz Chaim, right? Chidah, other, gosh, to give the shayness. A person has to be careful that not one day goes past without giving stalker. So Shdeit Mechidah, the Chovetz Chaim brings the Kamah Omen in Aras Chesed as well. So maybe he knows that you have Chiv Chazal to give stalker. He comes every single day, even though he's the same Ani, and even though it's the same stalker. In this case, the Chazanish says to be Machmeh. So that's enough Gemina. If it's on the same day of the storm, he doesn't know he came to you, he could be Mekel, he must tell him. on a different day, it's different, and therefore you can be, you should be machmir on a different day. Right, you're not mechuyev to borrow money in order to give tzedakah, right? Your next door neighbor over there has got money, you haven't got any money, do me a favor, let me borrow. You can, it's a gevaldik chesed, beautiful mitzvah, abad yom kayyem. But the chiyev we're talking about now, and the issa, the oiva of the loisa, say that about the nish, also to give him a postdated check, also you're not mechuyev to do that as well. Another shkia case, you get a letter. You get a letter in the post from a certain stalker, and they're coming to ask you for, you know, please give us stalker for this, that, and the other. Are you mechuyev to give? The Devet Sinurov is a tshuven be Moshe in Chelet Dalet Siman Tzadi Beis, and he writes over there that if a person gets not stam a letter, you know, kilo to everybody, he gets it from a choshev about stalker, a choshev a rov, and he's sending it dafka to you. A person should be careful to take that letter and chuck it in the bin and say, "Ah, Kol Tov, I'm not interested." According to Devet Sinurov in Ben Moshe, it's a shaila if you are mevatel the loy sasei of the Torah. As I state in Devet Sinurov in Ben Moshe. Ruvenash of Datsal was chaylik. Yeah, no, I'm not mechuyev. They didn't come to me, mamish, and therefore I'm not mechuyev to get every single letter to give it stock and send it off in that oivim shlem azam was mechalik, depending if it actually addressed to you or it's addressed to them. I'll go put him lots of different things as well. Vishotchu, and you've got young children, or for example, the Rebbetzin is in the house and she doesn't want to open up the door because she's scared. Avada, she doesn't have to worry, we'll speak in a moment what the chiyuv of Noshim is, but I'll go put him, she doesn't have to worry about being over and being mevatel this. Let's move on weiter. During davening, what's the halacha? Something very, very shriya. So weiter, as we know, about the scholars, there's mamish, lots of scholars written of when a person is meant to give stucker, dafka, during tefillah, before tefillah, all sorts of things. The shiny is in the middle of davening, they're coming to me now. Middle of say that they're coming. Am I mechuyev to give them, and if I don't give them, am I over on this loisaseh or not? So the etzim, the Gemara Baba Kama tells us like this. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says, if a person is shema aveda, he's potter from giving an oni of puto. What's the pshat? Aisib a mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Mimela, when a person's in the middle of seder, he's in the middle of davening, he's aisib a mitzvah. Aisib a mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. So mimela, when a person comes to me, l'chayra, I'm going to be potter, right? So the shayla is like this. What happens in a chelik of davening? Then I'm not mamish davening. Stam, I'm waiting for the chazan to start chazoris to shat. No, I'm standing there waiting. I'm not learning yet, because otherwise maybe I'll learn Jew and Chazorah Sashat, and if it choose. And then I'm waiting for the Chazan. No, so I'm standing there. But I'm not doing anything. I'm always sitting for mitzvah. So there is a diuk in the Ran that they want to time it from this Ran and other Rishonim as well. That even though in a Hanami, a person not like Mamish Oisik now, but since a person is in the Indian of Davening, in the Indian of Seder, so that's called Oisik B'mitzvah, and a Mela is part of B'mitzvah. I'll call upon him. There's a Mordechai B'alocha. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Tzadi Beis, Gotten Lamed Vov, writes that those people that go around collecting during Chazoris Hashatz, during Kriyas HaTorah, during Tefillah, Shaloi Kedin Heim Oisin, they're mevatel people through that, from Tefillah, from Tefillah B'tzibor, from Kriyas HaTorah, B'chol it's not the Seder. I saw an English recently Taka in one certain Shul in Golders Green. The Taka has such a thing. They have a note over there, please do not come collecting through, they have like minutes. That minute, and that minute, that minute, and that minute. Kilo, that's the time they know when this crease. I told him the stomach, my nurse, or whatever it is. I'll go on to myself, and we'll carry Mishabur, so we'll push Mishabur. That the Meister is over, Moshe. But Moshe's meaning brought down to Rabbi Sefraim was that he made sure to put the beginning of doubling a few coins and turn the side of his tefillin case over there by the table, and this way the anim would come over there. So Taka, what's the law? Middle of doubling, middle of learning, right? Rav Scheinberg, Rav Scheinberg Katzal used to run, used to get up, used to see, used to, anyone that knows Torah, he would sit in the corner there by his office over there, by his study, he was sitting and learning. If he would notice a Mishnah coming around in the middle of Seder, he would get up, all the tzitzis, and he would run, push it, run over to this oni and say, get out. The mismatches. From little learning, this is not the time for collecting stocker. So the Meister Rav Vozno in Shevet Alevich and the Gil Simon Kufman Zion writes like this: there's a big chiluk between an oni and a gabbai stocker. This is the chiluk that we said before as well. An oni himself comes to you, and you see he's an oni, and you see that he needs it now, and there's no other time he can come. And the Chanami, Avada Oisid Mitzvah Potom in a Mitzvah, but it's a Mitzvah Sheev Shalasa Deacheim. You have to stop learning Torah in order to give, and that's a double poshut. Masha'egin A, if he's a gabbai stocker. And or B, even if he's the oni, but he can come at a different time, and it's poshut more geschmacklich to come now, because this way we can have everyone to zamen. So in that case, with Vosna Paskins, you could be makel in the sense that you don't have to master learning Torah, and therefore you're not more choyev to give him at that time. People are very nervous sometimes, Taka. You know, am I giving, I'm not giving. Person has to make up his mind. If your person is busy learning the Torah, you know, everyone knows this is a poshut. He's sitting learning the Torah with this rusa, and somebody comes to offer you some money, you start to take out the money, because you change backwards and forwards, you lost the whole flow of the Torah, had to start again. It's a double poshut. So again, if it's not the only, it's the gabbai stocker, which is very often the case, there's a tremendous mockery to be made of. Let's move on weiter. Who's chayav to give stocker? Who's chayiv? We'll come and become a shayla to go through who's chayiv to give stocka. We've got also the halach of how exactly a person should give stocka in the open that he's meant to give it. And of course the different madrigas of stocka. And then obviously the most important shayla, how much stocka does the person have to give? So that's turn number one. Who's chayiv to give stocka? So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Meshulam Ches writes, Kol odom chayiv litin stocka afidu onim espalas min stocka. That means, you have an oni, and he's poshukin supported by stocka. He has a chiv also for stocker. Nobody is potter. Everybody is chayiv. How much is a different chayiv? Could be he's got a different chiv than everybody else. But our kuponim and oni has a chiv of stocker like everybody else. And that's obviously as posh hasn't got food to put on the table, that's a double posh. This panos becomes before everybody else's. But an oni that's getting supported from stocker and he has money in his hand, posh has a chiv. The chayiv obviously is how much. Noshim, right? The chinuch paskin, the mitzvah top ayin tes. Noshim also have a mitzvah of stocker. The shlor kodesh and mesechtes megillas and famous mitzvah in the Gemara Tainis as well. They're going to do the sides of the roof, and the Kala Dafka came on her side, and the Gemara made katesa that she was zoicha. So the Gemara Taka says, and the zoi paskin shlor kodesh, that but the schus of noshim giving stocker is greater than men, because the noshim normally give food mamish, and men Dafka give money. Therefore, it's much more koroid for the actual hana of the oni. The Kavayosha and Perikul Ches writes, it's a modica, a scholar, he writes, that women that can't have children, many of them had children, and they giving stocker, Zoe Shtet and Kava Yosha. Chofetz Chaim writes, Kava Po'om and Avas Chesed as well, there's so many scholars, people spend thousands, if not more, to have children. Of a Zoom to Chofetz Chaim, he has a scholar, Bodig and Monusik, if a person gives stocker in the correct open, he's Zoychet to Gavaldik and Gavaldik and Brochus. Now, even women that are married, Avada or Chayiv, the only thing is that if they're married, so the money generally doesn't belong to them. So the shayla is, are they chayiv or not? So Poshut Pshat is, normally they should give, or if they don't give stocker, they're not oiva. What's the reason? Because the Be'etim it's not her money. It's interesting, Yoruch HaShulchan, in Tophei Tzali Dalet, in Hilchos Purim, talks over there about the mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim, and says that a woman is yaitza Matanis Levyonim in what her husband gives, Ishtoi Kigufoi, Lefizeh, the same thing with stocker. Why doesn't she have to give the chayra, the chenuch paskas, the halacha, she has a chiv like everybody else? So, the only problem is the Mogen Avraham, the Mishavua over there, Tophei Tzali Dalet, and other Mekomos as well, paskin a person should be machme, and a woman should give her omer tonis levonim, and maybe the same thing over here, she should taka be machme also by giving stock. And how much we'll see in a moment. Children, is there an inyan to mechanech kids in giving stock or not? So there's a famous prima godim. The prima godim again over there, Milchus Purim, Tophei Tzali Hei, brings that a person should mechanech his kids to give matanis levyonim, so l'choyu the same thing with stock in the buchat sheneisha avom is chaylo. He says, no, kids don't have their own money. What's the difference? The difference over here is that was matanis levyonim. When it comes to stocker, l'choyu they should give stocker. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was yadua, that he was very happy with a certain mahalach. And he said, what parents should do is they should give their kids the money to give to the oni. Then you yoitz the mitzvah of chinuch. If you give money to give to your kids in order to give to the money, so you're showing the kids the ma'alach ha'chaim that we part the money, we give money to them, and that's another what a person should do. Noshim, just one ha'orin, noshim, is when they're giving stocker, so we know the halacha is called shekoina ishto and koina ba'alo. So the problem is, a woman's not allowed to give a lot of stock. And this is often the case, either a person going around collecting, or for example, it's a negev for a person's own rebetzin. How much money are they allowed to give? An esina mu'etes, not an esina remover. Now how much that is, depending on each person. Now, somebody told me over a maisa recently, they were collecting Purim in America somewhere, and they did a ganza maisa, a ganza spiel, 10, 15 minutes, came out schwitzing, and the guy gives them $100. No, very nice, $100. The wife calls him into the kitchen and says, listen, my husband's a little bit of a cheapskate. And she writes out a check for $1,800. No, she gives. So the shayla, they came afterwards back to the yeshiva. They said, I don't know if we're allowed to accept that or not. Right? The husband's giving $100 and she's giving $1,800. I don't know if you're allowed to accept this. So this truth, this shayla actually is already talked about in the Nodiv Yehuda. The Nodiv Yehuda in Yeredeya Simukuf Nulches talks about the shayla and he says 100% also for them to accept it, and if they accept it, mamish geneva mamish. Doesn't belong to them. If Shalom is just the husband, it's a problem. I expect the note of Yehuda, what's the Beistin? It's a Mepush Halach and Shulchan Aruch. That the Beistin have a Chiyuv, and they can, Kofa Olof, they can force a person to give more stocker than he's actually giving, because he can afford more. So Zulkan Aruch Yehuda, I, what's the Beistin? Zulkan Aruch Yehuda in a Chanami, but a person's wife is not, and hopefully should not be a person's Beistin, and therefore obviously she can't force a person to do that. Comes along the Oruch HaShulchan, it's Moedig Oruch HaShulchan. You look at this Oruch HaShulchan, in Meshulam Ches in Yehudei, Sikot in Yehudei, Sikot in Yehudei, Zub the Oruch HaShulchan, Bizmaneinu, I think it's changed. So you take the Oruch HaShulchan, what's the Pshah? Sometimes for sure some good. Bisman when there was a Beis Din, and Achanami only Beis Din Gedura, nobody else. Oh, but Bisman had there when there is no Beis Din. So in Achanami, a Rav can instruct a woman to give more afilu behind the back of her husband. Not her, no. But the Rav, she goes to a Rav and says, listen, my husband is I don't know what. So he says the Rav is allowed to go to and stand up shak. He's allowed to tell the woman to give more afilu shaloibur shazbala. By the way, that maisa they found out afterwards was the following case. There's a very, very big halacha which is very okay nowadays, and that is when the women make more money than the men, right? She goes to work, she's a chashuva lawyer, whatever it is, he comes home with his little total check, she's making a fortune, he's making who knows what, the shayla's boss halacha over there. So if here's the dolcha shulchan in this case, then she had the right to go and spend more stocker than him, even without his rishus, even though the maisa, you're right, theoretically, whatever she's going to bring the bala, and the maisa over here, she has the time, like in the Gemara Mesubos, we're not going into all the details right now, but I'll kupon in the case over there, was taka like that. She was from working in some chashuva firm, she was getting a fortune of money, and therefore she was allowed to give money, even though her husband was not over there. There was a Merdeka maisa of Mr. Zalman, famous maisa of Mr. Zalman Meltzer. When he was a bocha in yeshiva, he went to Voloshin. He was the youngest bocha in Voloshin yeshiva. And he was yadua then in Voloshin. Anybody who was in Voloshin, you knew that the bochum at least once, maybe even twice, during the week, would go hungry. Pasha never got invited by the balabatim over there. The Pasha never ate. So there was Mrs. Zalman's sister, he was the youngest bocha in yeshiva, who was going to look after him? So Mrs. Zalman's sister sent him a beautiful big box of sugar. This way, every single time he got hungry, he'd take a little bit of the sugar, put it into some water, and get some energy, he can sit and learn a bit. So the maestro, that's what she sent him. 6 months later, she comes to visit her brother, Mrs. Zalman, in yeshiva, and she sees sitting on the shelf on the cupboard over there is that box untouched, unopened. She said, what's the pshat? You have 6 months, I gave it to you, what's the pshat? She says, you send me this kabbalah present, which in those days, sugar cost a fortune of money. I don't know if you got rishus from your husband. And therefore, for 6 months, I let it sitting over there. It's sitting over there because I don't know if I'm allowed to take it or not. So she said, the boss is that. Why don't you send me a letter? Or ask me. Write to me. She said, oh, can you imagine? If you didn't get rishus from your husband, I'm going to write you a letter. But of course, Shalom Bayis problems as well. I'll go funny me send you a letter. Zach, Gavur, kabbalah gazak, from Mrs. Zalman. No, we can't write up. It says, so accepting from Goyim, now this already is a tremendous sugya. Just recently, a man contacted me that he got offered from somewhere here in Eretz Yisrael. They offered him a whole package deal of money, and they told him that actually Taki came from Goyim, and you should ask your own personal Rav if you're allowed to accept from Goyim. So it's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara there in Chobogam, the base of Sanhedrin, writes that one of the people that Apostle Adras is the person accepts a tzokah from a goy. What's the pshat? Rashi says, Mufush. It's Mamish Chen Hashem. Accepting tzokah from a goy shows that we're not getting enough money from our own thing. We're not getting Yidden who are giving us money. So Rashi to Chen Hashem. So there is a shine that person, a person is allowed to accept money from goyim that for Vinyan Beis HaKnesses, or maybe Bitsina, not Befahesia. Right, that's already a shine that we can't go into. The last shine we have to get to, at least for today, is how should a person give? So there's two different mahalchim over here. Number one is the oifen hanesina, how does a person give? And number two, to whom? If you have a choice where to give your stock of money, what are the choices? Again, there's different madrigas over here. So the Rambam and Peret, in Matasanim Peret Yud writes, and as I found the Shulchan Aruch over here, Reish Mamtes, and Yehudei Tzipov, that the halacha is the different minors. Then to the Kiryat Sefer, and the Rambam writes these minors on Min HaTorah. And the Rambam lists 8 minors of Nesina Stokah. The first one he says about is a person that gives a panos to somebody else. If you give someone a panos, give him a business, you set him up. You set him up with a business, set him up with a whole mahalach. That is the highest madriga of stocker, because obviously he doesn't feel embarrassed. And that's obviously the best madriga, right? The Chofetz Chaim seems to be mashma over there in Avos Chesed. Maybe it's not stocker, maybe it's Chesed. But upon him, the Rambam states that that's the best and highest madriga. And then the Rambam goes weiter and weiter. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know. You don't know who he is. I remember once my Zayda, who was from Shevorsk, he lived in Shevorsk, the mamish right next to the Rebbe of Itzikul. And he told me once that he remembers, mamish he remembers this, so Itzikul every Erev Shabbos would go around and people's coats were hanging up on all the coats over there. And he told me he remembers Itzikul going to take money and put it in people's jacket pockets over there. Mamish Gavaldi goes up. This is mamish Mekayim, the Rambam. Then a person doesn't know who the money comes from, it's a Gavaldi Gazak. And obviously the worst Madrega is in a Madrega when a person gives Dafka to get money, to get a Mefursim, a name, which the Ramos is a Burti Gazak. The Ramos is not only do you lose the Schar, but not only that, you actually get punished for it. If a person gives money to Stoker, dafka to get a hashav and aim, everyone goes, ooh, ah, wonderful daf, wow, be amazing, then you get punished for it. But if a person is doing it kidei to get other people to donate money, which was obviously the hetzer why we write in the Beis Medrash, we write in the Beis Knesset, we write who, it was another dizachin, his top washer, to get other people involved, then obviously that is okay. The Tzuras HaNesina, there's a moedik of achoykes rishonim, if the actual Nesina is the mitzvah, or is actually the tzura and the oifen hanesina a chelik of the mitzvah? I'll give an example. The chinuch and mitzvah tofayin test writes, when a person gives tzedakah, you have to give it besimcha or betuv leiva. Now, it's mashmah from the chinuch over there. Then it's not that give tzedakah halacha A, halacha B, give it besimcha. No, it's a chelik of the zalba mitzvah. That means there's a madriga of tzedakah when a person gives it besimcha. We don't find this in any other mitzvah. The person blows the shofar. It's a chelik. He blew it last year, blew it this year. Manas gemini, there's different kavonas of other, big kavonas, we're not saying. But like a body, it's the zalba mitzvah. The chinuch is saying when you give tzedakah besimcha, it's not the same chefas ha-mitzvah. Masha'enkin from the Rambam, from the Rambam Pashtas, when a person gives tzedakah, that's one mitzvah. And there's a second mitzvah when a person gives it the simcha of a tov leivav, which is something else that a person of others should do, but it's not a chelik of the actual nesina. Our problem is the machlokes over there. The Mogen Avraham, the Kafachayim, the Chamuna brings the B'shem Arizal that a person dafka should give tzedakah standing up. Is it inyan for a person to give it standing up? The Peleyoyitz writes, when a person gives tzedakah standing up, he's maybe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is standing right next to the Oni. Maybe he was standing up, the Kovod HaShechina, so he's taking Peleyoyitz. Not only that, the Beyatziv in Eben Ezer Simon and Gimel writes that a person who brings a Medrash, Omer Reb Yitzchok, based Zvorim B'yemino Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzedakah v'Torah. And therefore, a person also should definitely put his right hand, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, on his parish of Masechtas Tefillin, right, that even if you're a lefty, when it comes to tzedakah, you should always give it with your right hand. There's a shayla in the poskim, if a person is yotzei tzedakah by direct debit, by a rokeva, right, Shlomo Zalman is mistapik, if money comes out of your bank every single month for a certain tzedakah, if you yotzei, because shteis in the Torah, you need a nesina, as they pass in Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if it's called nesina. The Maaser Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Shaim Ben Pachman, Abad, it's called nesina, new yotzei, what's the pshat, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Boshet, because every single month you could change your mind, you could stop, and then if you stop, every single nesina, every single transaction that goes on, is a brand new nesina. The famous shayla of the stocker, we'll end with this, is the shayla of the Rambam, which is when a person has stocker, is it better that he takes something? You can imagine an Oni standing over there, poshut, he's got nothing to eat for Shabbos Kodesh. You give him 100 shekel, he takes the 100 shekel, he can poshut by challah, he can buy fish, he can buy schnitzel, liver, I don't know, he can buy kabbalah kasuda from that. Or you go over to 10 people and you give each one 5 shekel. What should you do? So the famous Rambam says of others, they should take in grot, is you should take and rather give it small change, because it customs a person to give weiter, weiter, weiter. No question, trains a person to give more. The Chofetz Chaim, and basically, if you're looking at some soif and come with Chuvah, the Chofetz Chaim attack used to give more to less people than give less to more people. And the Chofetz Chaim said, Vala, I called up the Indian. So when I finish with one Meister, Moedika Meister, the Dudika Meister, the Klosenberg Rebbe, when he met the Kapishnitz Rebbe, right, with Aaron, with Yaakov, he used to call the Kapishnitz Rebbe the Godel Hador of Chesed. So when the Klosenberger came after the war, so Kiyadua, we know that he came without all his family, Pasha never fully left all his family in the Muhammad, and the Kapishnitz had all his mishpacha with him. So the Klosenberger Rebbe asked, what's the pshat, what schus did you have that you came with all your mishpacha, you managed to save all your family and I didn't? So the Rebbe didn't want to answer. Eventually the sons kept on going, yo, 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 and eventually the Kabbalah said, okay, I'll tell you pshat. He said, I came, so it's a famous Meister. He said, they came to me with a lot of money from a Choshiva, one of the big Hasidim over there, and he said, I'm giving you money, take your whole family, and off you go. Right, give them to the smugglers or whatever. Now he had a minig in the Mishpacha, like many of the Choshiva Rebbes, is they didn't go to sleep at night without giving out all their money. Choshiva didn't want to go to sleep with money in the house. So maybe they distributed all the stock of all the money they had in the house every single night. So Zukta Kavitsch, I had a major sodiki. Mitzal Echo, this money was given to me to my Mishpacha, to save the guns of the Mishpacha, to give to the smugglers, in order to save them. Mitzal Shein, it's going to take a few weeks. And by then, I'm going to lose out my minig of my Mishpacha. What wins? So the Rebbe decided that the minig of the Mishpacha wins, and he gave it all the money. He left without anything. A few weeks later, when all of a sudden all the plans came through and the smugglers, everything was ready, so Hasidim came to him and said, Rebbe, you have where to live. Yeah, I'm sure you have money to give to the smugglers. He said, then he said, I don't. And that chassid that gave him the money originally was standing there. His wife was there. She took off her some diamond necklace, pearl necklace, whatever it was, and she gave it to the Rebbe. And she said, Rebbe, here, you can take it now, you can go and pay that. So the Rebbe came back, and Baruch Hashem, he survived with all his kids. So he told the Klosenberger Rebbe, this is pshat. when I gave my Mesivis Nefesh, and I gave up the money that I was given to save my family, and I gave it to Tzedaka, said Achanami, the Rabbanim Shalom paid me back, Mida Keneged Mida, and saved my Gantz Mishpacha from the Mohammed, and that's what Chazal tell us, Tzedaka is Taka Tatal Mimobes. The Ezer Shem, next week we'll go to the Shaila of how much money a person should give to Tzedaka, which Tzedakas he should choose, and obviously Avaita will get the Halachos of Maisei Gal Beis Hashem.